Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Luis from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you very much. And when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always?
Yes.
Most of the time?
Always.
Some of the time? Always. Okay. Thank you very much for that. And do you recognize one of these names? Ron DeSantis.
No.
You do
not
do
recognize,
recognize that?
It? I recognize
yeah,
it.
Do you
yeah,
recognize? Okay. Thank you. And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you very much. And Rick Scott, do you recognize his name?
I recognize it.
Thank you. And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or a neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay, thank you. And what about Keith Groves?
Keith
do you recognize
Groves?
That name?
Nah, I never
yes.
heard that name.
Okay, thank you. And what about Donald Trump? Do you recognize this name?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Super favorable.
Okay, thank you very much. And by the way, I do appreciate your time, and it's very meaningful to us and very useful to the community, okay? So as we move forward, if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Groves, or Rick Scott?
Probably Rick Scott, because I don't know Keith Groves. I'd have to learn more about him.
Okay, thank you. And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
I somewhat support him.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
I approve.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of federal government?
Yeah, I think I do, yeah.
Okay, you approve, correct?
Approve, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I think
and do you
approve? The whole government spending too much. But...
Oh, okay. So... Thank you very much for your opinion. And now moving toward the next question. By the way, we are more than halfway there. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I don't really know what he's done to protect it. So I would say I'm neutral, I guess.
Okay.
I don't,
thank you.
I don't know what he's done.
Okay. No problem. Now, the next question says, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and the poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
I think what Rick Scott proposed wasn't necessarily interpreted properly, if I recall correctly.
Okay. So it doesn't affect, or it is more likely you vote for him?
It doesn't affect.
Doesn't affect. Okay. Thank you very much. Finally, I am going to ask you again, if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Okay, thank you. This question is asking again, do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat supported. I could be turned.
Thank you. Okay, no problem. Thank you. And what is your age? What is your age? Excuse me.
55.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black, African American? Hispanic, Latino? Or Asian or other?
White or Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
There's only two, and I consider myself male.
Okay, thank you very much. Sir, I do really appreciate the time for your participation. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great evening, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Enjoy your weekend.